To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Happy Monday, news listeners. Welcome to today's installment of the BTN News Show. Also, welcome to a brand new month. Indeed, it is the 1st of August, 2022. Got the highlights of the best technology news that happened over the weekend, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. All right, hold the news presses. Everybody thought Stadia was shutting down from Google. Well, apparently, that's not happening. Google's now telling us it's not shutting down its Stadia gaming service. In fact, they issued a statement on it over the weekend because of the rumors that have begun circulating. Now, the statement came from Stadia's official Twitter account, saying, "Rest assured, we're always working on bringing more great games to the platform, and even Stadia Pro." Now, a lot of this started because of the Killed by Google fame Twitter account and convincing some Stadia fans that Google would finally be pulling the plug on the service. After Cody Ogden, that's who runs the account over there, actually tweeted out that an old co-worker friend had said Google had recently held a meeting to discuss Stadia's future, or lack thereof, and then went the rumor ball. So now, it appears that Stadia is safe, at least for the rest of this year. 2023? Well, we'll have to wait and see. Is TikTok getting into the streaming music business? Kind of looking that way. Now, funny enough, this wasn't spotted till recently. Even though this trademark that was filed by ByteDance, who's the one that owns TikTok, back in May, that trademark being TikTok Music. Now, all but looking like TikTok might be joining the ranks of Spotify and Apple. Would make sense for the company. Music discovery on TikTok, it's very much intertwined. And with further patent filings that was actually uncovered by the Insider, it's definitely starting to look like TikTok is working on a full-fledged music service. It also wouldn't be the first time ByteDance was getting into the music streaming business. They actually launched a music streaming app called Resso, but it was only available in India, Brazil, and Indonesia. Resso has some features that are actually intertwined with TikTok Music. So it kind of sounds like they're just bringing that platform right on over to TikTok. Now, of course, again, we're talking about rumors here. So it's completely unclear if ByteDance plans on developing a music streaming service, but with as much effort going into what we're seeing here, it looks like it could be in the cards in the very near future. Finally, hey, speaking of Indonesia, for our listeners over there, you might have woke up this morning thinking, wait a minute, where'd PayPal go? Wait a minute again, where'd Epic Games go? Well, wait a minute, what the hell is going on? Well, the Indonesian government has decided to block access to a whole bunch of online services. This includes Epic Games, PayPal, and Yahoo. Yeah, Yahoo. This is because the companies failed to comply with a new requirement that's actually related to the country's restrictive content monetization laws. Now, these companies actually fall under the private electronic system providers, and in doing so, they must register with the government's database so they can actually operate in the country. And if they don't do that, well, they get banned. In fact, the Indonesian government gave these companies until July 27th of this year to comply with the new law. And pretty much the ones that haven't, well, that's why you're not seeing them anymore. Now, regarding the new laws, it actually gives the Indonesian government the ability to obtain data about specific users. Yep, this means privacy, all but gone. It also gives the Indonesian government the ability to tell these certain companies what content that needs to be removed. And when they do give the order, platforms have about 4 hours to take action. And if they don't, well, you can pretty much see where that goes. Now, we have heard from the Indonesian government, it's not permanent, they just need to register. And once they do, they should be put back online. A story? No one else is listening? Send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website located at britishtechnetwork.com. That is the home of the British Tech Network. It's also where you can find all the latest shows, including the newly posted Big Show and Mac Show. Also, check us out on Facebook at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join the BTN community at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow. We'll get you caught up on the best technology news that will be happening over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your week starts off well for you. Heck, hope your month starts off well for you. Have a great Monday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the news show.